As you've been hearing in the bulletin, at least 59 people have been killed and more than 155 injured in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia. The blaze broke out at around 2:30 this morning at the Pulse Club in Kochani, a town which is about 100 kilometres east of the capital, Skopje. Around 1,500 people were attending a concert there by DNK, a popular hip-hop group in the country, when the fire started. Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Harris has sent his condolences to the people of North Macedonia. Jalal Nazeri is a journalist based in North Macedonia. I spoke to him earlier, just before the death toll was increased to 59, and he's been telling me what happened last night.
A devastating fire broke out early Sunday morning at the Pulse nightclub in Kochani, a city in North Macedonia, claiming at least 51 lives and injuring over 150 people. The blaze erupted around 3 a.m. during a concert by a local band, with sparks from fireworks, pyrotechnics, reportedly igniting the club flammable ceiling. The object, the building, it's old, and it was a storehouse before that. Mm-hmm. And it has barred windows and a very narrow entrance. No standards for nightclubs. So when the fire erupted, in that moment, stampede of the people. We are around 500 inside. They just run or try to run away.
And there is footage of the moment that the fire broke out. People can see it online. It shows the singers on stage and this pyrotechnics display that you were talking about, with sparks flying up on either side of the stage. Then a fire starts above the heads of the singers. Yeah. And all of this happened very quickly, didn't it?
Yes, because the building, it's old building, it's with no proper insulation, fire insulation, with no proper fire alarms or other techniques that prevent this kind of tragedies. Another issue that is also now on the top of the agenda is the ages of the youngs that were inside. So the victims are from 14 years old to the 25 years old. The authorities also have taken an action by arresting at least five persons that are related to the nightclub. The whole country is in deep sorrow for what's happened.
Yes, there must be a sense of deep grief now in the country, especially considering, as you say, the ages of the people involved. So many young people among the dead. That has added to the sense of grief and tragedy that is in your country at the moment.
Yeah, that is because this is the first time that in our country, which is 1.8 million inhabitants, to happen such a big tragedy. This terrible tragedy that's never seen in North Macedonia. It's a landlocked, a small country in the middle of the Balkan. We can recall tragedies in the beginning of the 19th when two airplanes crashed and the number of the victims were high. But since then, never happened in North Macedonia such tragedy, especially in the nightclub. Also, the institutions are not prepared well to respond on this. The hospitals, the clinics were not also prepared for such a flow of injuries.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, this obviously prompted a major response from the medical authorities as people were taken to hospital with really very, very bad injuries and burns. And the medical personnel are still trying to deal with that this morning, aren't they?
Yeah, Yeah, because different kind of injuries were reported, and also the assistance was offered from the private hospitals. In the same time, the neighbor state, Bulgaria, Serbia, and Albania, Greece, also offering their hospitals for the injuries and their capacities.
And that was Jalal Naziri, a journalist based in North Macedonia, speaking to me earlier.